Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. Eating and not eating in reaction to trying to get a result really can mess with our metabolism more than can help it. So I'll start with that one and then talk about listening to our signals.
Well, I don't believe that any fluctuation in your metabolism is permanent, because really your metabolism, each different person is going to have a different metabolism. Yes, there are some people who have faster metabolisms, but even within that, as an individual, even if your metabolism slowed down a little bit because of all the fluctuations and going into starvation mode, you can still boost it by having more lean body mass, and you get that through exercise.
Yeah.
So you do have control. It's not completely a done deal as far as the metabolism goes.
But my point is that it doesn't help you to skip 2-3 meals and then have a big meal. That messes with you, right?
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. I think it's better to tune into your inborn hunger signals, and God put them in there for a reason. Now, if we ignore them and we suppress them and we override them by eating according to a schedule or eating according to points or whatever external system we've developed to feed our hunger, then, you can still get back to your physical signals. It might take you a few months. When I was 207 pounds and I started losing weight, I wasn't hungry for about 2 months. I felt my first hunger pang when I was down to about 160, and I was like, what's that? And then I tried to ignore it at first, because I was a kid. I didn't know any better. And I would try to eat those filler things, like rice cakes and styrofoam or, whatever, that I could eat that would fill me up. But it didn't fill me up emotionally, and then I would end up binging. So for a while after I lost the weight, I was erratic, just like you're talking about, undereating, then overeating, then undereating. And that did mess up my metabolism for a while. But fast forward to when I was 20, I was in college, I read a book that really helped me. That was the very beginning of the hunger fullness way of thinking, meaning instead of eating according to a schedule, follow your hunger signals. That helped me a lot. And I found that, I did not gain weight when I let go of control and just followed my body. In a way, it's like submitting to God indirectly, submitting to God in you. God gave you the hunger signals. So instead of over-intellectualizing how you should eat, when you should eat, what time you should eat, how much, planning it intellectually, letting go of all that hyper-control that we do because we feel anxious. We want to control something, right? So you reach to control the food. Letting go of all that, like a baby letting go of the pacifier, right? And just wait till you're hungry. So you're physically hungry, and then eat a little. And then wait till you're hungry again and eat some more.